At one point in the musical Camelot, King Arthur has a disagreement with his wife. After their run-in, a distraught Arthur yells at his mentor, Merlin.
This is all your fault!
You swore that you had taught me everything from A to Z, with nary an omission in between. Well, I should tell you what. You obviously forgot that how a ruler rules a queen.
Later, Arthur recalls that Merlin did tell him the way to handle a woman. Love her. Well, with all due respect to Arthur and Merlin, the Bible offers even better advice to husbands. Advice we'll hear on today's edition of Grace Walk. The Bible teaches that the main responsibility that a man has in the home towards his wife is to love her. But author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh understands that sometimes men have a problem expressing that love.
I heard about one man who said to his wife, "I told you when I married you that I loved you, and if I ever change my mind, you'll be the first one to know." Well, the scripture tells us that we are to love our wives, and there are many ways to do that, but certainly we need to express our love verbally, and then we need to exemplify our love by the way we act toward our wives. What does that mean? Well, 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as the more delicate vessel." If you want to see your wife change and have a happy marriage, love her as Christ loves his church, and watch the miracle that unfolds in your home.
For help in building a more loving relationship, call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11. And ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Grace-Filled Marriage. It explains how imperfect husbands and wives can have the kind of marriage God talked about in His Word. That's 1-800-472-2311, or make your request online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.